time for America's Popular Music, and this is Andy Mansfield with recordings from my own personal collection. Let's start out today with a man who is usually very funny, but here he is, a straight singer, Jerry Lewis.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture that same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, even so. But don't forget, you get folks, but don't forget folks, that's what you get folks, but don't forget folks, that's what you get folks, but don't forget folks, that's what you get folks, for making.
He couldn't resist that last 2 seconds, could he? Jerry Lewis and making whoopee. This was the title song of a Broadway musical of 1928, the music written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donelson. It starred the late Eddie Cantor in a cast that was surrounded, among other people, by Ruth Etting, Ethel Schutte, Gladys Glad, and George Olson's orchestra. Now, the Olson Orchestra was featured both in the orchestra pit and on the stage, which marked the first time that a band actually did this double chore in music. Now, we've played Eddie Cantor's recording, and I think we've played Ruth Etting's recording, but you've never heard the George Olson band version. Now, you'll hear Fran Fry singing the lyrics in the beginning of this next recording, and toward the end, George Olson couldn't resist the inclination to sort of step in there and add a few words, as it were. So let's turn back the clock to 1928, George Olson and his orchestra making whoopee.
Another bride, another another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
While they were playing, they're making whoopee. What is it all for? It's so you will fall for making whoopee.
Saga of the song, Making Whoopee. That last recording, made by George Olson, his orchestra and vocalist, in 1928. Now, you've heard that a picture is worth 10,000 words, but do you realize that you're worth 10,000 pictures? For whatever you do reflects on America. You know, the uniform you wear has behind it many years of proud heritage. Even though the colors and the style have changed, the meaning of that uniform will never alter. And today, your uniform represents America. So wear it right, treat it proudly, and live up to the heritage behind it. Be a living picture of America and its way of life. I had a letter from Cu Chi, Vietnam, that I'm going to put in right at this point. It's from Specialist 4th Class BMB. Hear your program nearly every day. It's a pleasure to hear the old ones. They are by far the best. I have a favorite, though. I'd like very much to hear and also would like to know the company it was made by and anything else you might tell me. The title is Soft Summer Breeze, as played and recorded by Eddie Haywood some time ago. Well, Eddie made a couple of recordings of this particular tune. He made one on the Decca label, which I don't believe is any longer available. And he also made a recording on the Mercury label. So here we go, Eddie Haywood and Soft Summer Breeze.
Soft summer breeze, lazy or straight, cotton clouds up high. Day when they first met, all through the years they will recall moments sweet like these, how it all began, summer breeze.
Haywood playing Soft Summer Breeze in response to a request from Vietnam. Eddie Haywood has always been a very, very fine pianist, and his father was quite a musician before him. And Eddie had an accident in which his arms were paralyzed, not too many years ago. But anyhow, this was after he had made his reputation as a very fine keyboard artist. And as soon as he was able, Eddie started forcing himself to play piano once more, starting out with the very simple exercises. And little by little, he has worked himself back to the stage that he once occupied. A great tribute to the courage of a man who loves his music so much that nothing stopped him from coming back to it. Eddie also wrote that Soft Summer Breeze, you will remember, and perhaps you'll remember another that he wrote and recorded. Let's turn back the clock to Eddie Haywood and Canadian Sunset.
Thank you.
quite a portrait of pianist Eddie Haywood. That last recording, Canadian Sunset. The first one, Soft Summer Breeze. If you'd like to tell us what you'd like to hear, like this letter we had from Vietnam, why don't you send either a picture postcard, if it's possible to for you to get one, or a letter, no matter what, and address it, tell us what you want to hear. Address it to Andy Mansfield, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Los Angeles, California, 90038. And now let's continue with the jazz story as outlined by a good friend of ours and a record collector and jazz authority, Dave Dexter. You know, the South spawned the music of jazz. New Orleans was its nerve center. It was made up of early traditional things brought by different groups into the picture, and you might say started primarily in the early 1900s up to 1925 when it blossomed forth in full beauty. Let's start out today with a tune which has always been connected with the jazz scene, Muskrat Ramble, a tune which was written by Edward Kidore, the veteran Louisiana trombonist. And we want you to hear a recording which was made by Eddie Miller's octet. Eddie Miller, you all know, is quite the man on clarinet and tenor saxophone. And with a group that featured Matty Matlock on clarinet, Wingy Minone on trumpet, Bud Hatch on bass, Irvin Verrett on trombone, Nappy Lamar on guitar, and Stan Reisman piano, and Ray Baduke on drums. This recording was made in 1945. Eddie Miller's Octet and Muskrat Ramble. Another of the titans of jazz from the New Orleans area was trumpet man Sharkey Bonanno. Sharkey has lived more than 60 years in New Orleans, rarely venturing north except for brief engagements, and his efforts as a leader for a third of a century have done much to establish jazz throughout the southern states. Here's Sharkey Bonanno and his Kings of Dixieland, and a recording which was made about 17 years ago, The Eyes of Texas. Late Lizzie Miles was one of the all-time great blues singers. She spent much of her life in the Paris area, and she used to sing choruses in Creole, French, as well as English. But her blues things are something else. Her death in 1962 left the world of jazz all the poorer. Certainly she ranked with Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, and a half a dozen others as an all-time blues titan. Here's the late Lizzie Miles singing Lizzie's Blues.
Hey there, all you strangers. My conscience hurts me so. Just done something, got me in a hole. Hey there, all you strangers. My conscience hurts me so. Cause I got a daddy here in New Orleans. Another daddy up in Maine. And I don't know which one I like best. I guess I like them both the same. Apart. One is my living, the other's my heart. I got a daddy right here in New Orleans, another daddy up in Maine. That boy's some lover, he's way up in Maine. Yes, I got a daddy right here in New Orleans, another daddy up in Maine. They can climb that mountain without shifting gears. Now I got a daddy right here in New Orleans. I know the daddy up in Maine.
Another New Orleans name is Armand Hugg, ragtime piano man. Here he is with his gang of jazz men and that old gang of mine, recorded 1950. Continue with the jazz story tomorrow. Right now, this is Andy Mansfield saying thanks for listening to America's Popular Music. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.